Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Body language is very important. Yes. In the dating world.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm always really good at body language when I go out on a date. I always write everything about me that they should know on my body in Sharpie, and I show up to the date naked.
What?
Body language. No, there's no question about who I am or where I'm coming from. They see everything right there out in the open.
I just picture you naked with a lot of insecurities scribbled all over yourself.
And that's good because they get to see everything about me.
Yeah.
Granted, I haven't had a date in a long time, and the last couple didn't end very well, didn't start very well. Yeah, cops were called. Anyway, they weren't understanding my body language, and that can be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, Brett, who's on the phone today for a second date update, got some bad advice from a dating blog, I guess,
and
he thinks that his body might have got him in trouble. What's up, Brett? How are you?
Man. I'm good. How are you?
Dude, your body betrayed you, Brett?
Yes, I think so. Well, I should say that this dating blog betrayed me, I think.
Okay.
Well, we'll get to what your body did in a second. First, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Jenica.
Jenica. Okay. And where did you meet Jenica?
I met her on a dating app, and I've been able to go on a lot of first dates from the same app. And the problem is I've had trouble getting second dates.
Right.
Even though, you know, I'll think a first date goes well, and then it's like, I never hear from the person again.
Which I guess is why you're calling us, right? Because you're back in that same position.
Clearly, this is the place to call.
Yeah.
So I read this dating blog that said that it was good to try to initiate some sort of physical contact.
Okay, so you tackled her as soon as you saw her.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, I figured football was the way to go. But like, how do you do that without seeming creepy? So I'm like, trying to think, like, maybe I can read her palm or, like, touch her feet under the table.
What? I thought you were trying not to be creepy, man.
Well, I mean, think about it, though. Like, you know, you're just meeting someone.
Yeah.
I mean, what other ways are there to try to initiate that physical contact?
I don't know. Like, maybe you could do, like, a high five to start and then see where that goes, if it lingers at all.
Yeah. You do the high five, and when your hands touch, you interlock her fingers and you hold her hand there and stare into her eyes. We all know that.
You know, I don't understand why you have to touch someone.
Well, I think the idea behind the blog post was right, that it's like, that way, you know, there's a chemical connection and you can, like, feel that between the two people. There's, like, that spark. I mean, like, that makes sense to me. It just, the problem was that it was, like, in the back of my mind the entire time. So I feel like I was, like, 20% in the date, 80%, like, how do I touch this person without looking or feeling like a creep?
All right, that can put you in a very tough situation. How did you touch her? How did you touch her? I mean, sounds weird to say, but did you initiate some personal touching?
So I was like, you know, let me do this. I actually did have to go to the bathroom, so I got up and I was like, okay, when I come back, I'm just gonna like put my hand on her shoulders and then, you know, like, say something charming or something, you know?
Can I ask real quick? Were you guys sitting at a table? Were you at the bar? Like,
we were sitting at a table.
Okay. So I would
come up behind her.
Oh.
And I know. So
how did that work for you?
Well, okay, so the first time I chickened out, and then I said I had to go to the bathroom when I didn't really have to, again, like, 15 minutes later.
Whoa.
And I decided to just come up behind her, and I just was like, guess who? And yeah, so I tried to grab her shoulders, like, kind of gently, but as soon as we made contact, she, like, jumped, and so it was not ideal.
Okay, so you scared her.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. And
kind of on purpose, kind of not.
Yeah.
Did it seem like she got over that, or was it weird from that point on?
Yeah, I mean, she laughed a little. It wasn't like, it didn't like derail the date.
Okay.
Like I said, I thought the date went really well, but maybe she had already like written me off. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And when you said guess who, it wasn't like deep in her ear and creepy, right?
Like guess who?
Mm-hmm.
It's your date.
Exactly.
No. It was nothing like that. I was really just trying to be friendly.
And okay. How did things end? Did you get some physical touch there at the end?
There was a hug at the end.
And it
was a nice hug. I mean, it wasn't like the longest lasting hug, but it was a hug. And it gave me the impression that, like, oh, okay, like a second date is definitely in the works.
Cool. So, did you talk to her since? Have you texted, called?
I've tried texting, and I have not heard anything.
Have you tried texting her explaining that you didn't feel like you touched her appropriately or enough in the first date and you'd like a second chance at that?
No, I've not tried that. Okay. Although, if that's what you guys advise, I would probably not do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're a smart man. All right, well, we'll play a song. Come back and then call her and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Today's second date update is proof that you should be very careful when taking advice from dating blogs.
Mm. Yes.
Because you never know who's writing them. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, I've got 3 right now.
What?
All under different aliases.
No.
That's frightening.
And Brett, who's on the phone for a second date update today, got some advice from a dating blog on how to connect with somebody physically on your first date without coming off like a creep. And he thinks he came off like a creep, which is interesting because I want to see where he got his information from. Brett, was the dating blog that you read by somebody named Lady Mariah?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, right. What could it have been? Lady Beyonce?
Ladies.
And why are
definitely
you...
not.
Okay, last one. Hot blog and mama.
No.
No? Okay.
You didn't go with Lady Gaga on the last one? I thought that was just a softball.
No, that's my blog and mama blog. It's
okay,
a good one.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But, apparently it wasn't one of mine, Brett, so I didn't steer you in the wrong direction. But either way, you think the fact that you were really kind of focused on trying to get some touching started on your first date might be the reason you're not getting a call back from, what's her name again?
Jenica.
Okay. We'll give her a call right now and see if we can find out why. Any last thoughts before we do that?
Yeah, no, I would really just love another date with Jenica where, you know, I'm not going to be so in my head about the touching part.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't tell her that because if you didn't creep her out on the date, you probably will after. Like, I was just thinking about touching you the whole time.
Good point.
All right. Well, I'll dial her number right now, see if we can get her on the phone. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jenica?
This is she.
Hey, Jenica, how are you? My name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
Hey, Jenica.
You're obviously familiar with the show.
No.
No, you're not? It sounded like you were.
Sounded like we were all friends.
Yeah, no, I don't know who you people are.
Oh, okay.
Well,
so
you're just an easy one to please, yeah, apparently.
Anytime you get a call from somebody you don't recognize, you kind of laugh and are like, oh, hey, you, thanks for calling.
I bet it's genius. That's got to throw telemarketers off.
All right. Well, Jenica, it's a radio show. It's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, I'm calling you today because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So a dude named Brett emailed in about you.
Oh, okay.
You got a few minutes to tell us about your date with Brett and maybe why you don't want to call him back?
Oh, God, this is weird. Yeah. Okay, I just didn't like him. I don't know what his deal was. I'm just not interested.
Is there a reason, though? Did he do something strange?
I mean, this is strange. I mean, everything about this and the date was a little strange.
Was it awkward right from the beginning, or did he work into awkward for you?
It wasn't awkward at the beginning, but what was weird was that he got up to go to the bathroom, mm-hmm, and he was in there for like 10 minutes. So that was a little weird, and I kept looking over at the bathroom, mm-hmm, to see, you know, when he was going to come back. And when he finally came out of the bathroom, I noticed that he came out of the women's room.
Huh.
Yeah. And so,
wait, was it like one of those restaurants where they're like trying to be cutesy and they're naming the women's and men's like different things? And
No. It's definitely labeled men and women.
Oh,
definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Straightforward.
No, nothing kitschy. No.
Okay.
Did he address why he was using the ladies' room instead of the men's room?
No, he didn't say anything, and I didn't say anything. I figured probably it was an accident. I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But then, like, 10 minutes later, he excused himself to go to the bathroom again. And I was like, okay. So I watched him go to see which bathroom he went in, and he, like, looked around all shadily and then went in the women's room again.
Whoa!
Really?
Wow.
Like a
yeah.
double women's room visit. So that doesn't mean it was an accident.
Yeah, and, like, the fact that he was, like, kind of sketchily looking around before he went into the women's room made it extra creepy.
But is it creepy? Or, I mean, like, was it a single stall or are we talking a multi-stall bathroom? Because if it's a single stall, I don't know that it's creepy.
Oh, it was a multi-stall bathroom.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, I'm shocked that nobody walked in on him and caught him in there. Like, he's either lucky or unfortunate. I don't know, depending on what he was going for.
That's a very good point, Jenica.
We talked to him about your date, and he didn't mention that.
So I was texting my friend about it, being like, oh, my God, this guy that I'm on a date with just went in the women's room twice. And while I was mid-texting her, he had come back, and he scared me. Like, he grabbed me and was like, it's me! Like, surprise!
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun date to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So... I don't know. It was, he was just giving me like serial killer vibes. I don't know.
Okay.
Like who goes in the women's room and then comes out and scares her date? Like that's super weird.
He did tell us that like you hugged him at the end though.
Well, I mean, he paid for dinner. I felt like it was the least I could do.
Yeah.
And you just want to get out of there as quickly as possible. So it's like, yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll hug you real quick and then I'll never talk to you again.
Yeah. If you guys talk to him, I don't know. I proceed with caution because he seems like kind of a creep.
Well, we did talk to him. And also he's listening on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Yeah. Hey, Jenica.
Oh, my God.
Jenica, I know it sounds weird, but I can totally explain this.
Okay, really? Tell me.
It's actually not a weird thing. I know, you know, several other people who do this.
See, I don't know anybody who does that. And there are plenty of males in my life. I feel like somebody would have said this along the way. I don't know how you know hordes of people that do this.
Not to mention, Jenica, I mean, you're a woman, I'm a woman, and I've never run into men in our restroom.
Right.
Well, let me just be clear. I always make sure to look to make sure that, like, there's not anyone in the restroom. And that's why I was looking around. Because if there was, I would have definitely not used the women's restroom.
Okay.
Then how do you stop someone from walking in?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, if someone would have walked in, I would have left immediately.
Well, that can really ruin things when you're going to the bathroom. Why do you do this, Brett?
Women's restrooms are so much nicer than men's restrooms. They smell better. They are often bigger. Sometimes there's a couch in there.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, but if you're like, dude hanging out in the women's bathroom couch, that's not good.
Uh-uh.
No. I'm not hanging out. I'm just trying to paint you a picture of like how nice they are in comparison to like the hellhole that is the men's room, where it's like cleaned, you know, twice a year. And there's, like, pee everywhere, and they stink.
So shouldn't your mission be to, like...
I really recommend, like, guys out there try this out.
Because stay away from our bathrooms, Brett. And here's the thing. Make your mission, like, I don't know, banding together with your bros to make your own restroom cleaner.
You know what? I just think he's making this up. I think that I caught him doing something weird, and he's just making up this whole thing to make it seem like it's normal that he uses the women's restroom.
No. I'm not making this up. This is something that I do, and I don't think it's that weird. I bet you know people in your life who do this, too, and I just there's so much shame around it, clearly.
There's so much shame about using the wrong bathroom.
This is just getting weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
Okay, but Jenica, look. I'm not some creep who just, like, hangs out inside of women's restrooms. I'm a normal guy who uses them on occasion. And that's what I was doing that evening. And, you know, I'm sorry you got the wrong impression, but I thought we had a really good time and really good conversation. And I would love to get the chance to see you again.
You know, maybe I could look past the women's restroom thing, but then you came out and scared me. And I was like, this is just extra super weird. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay. I can explain that too.
Oh, a lot of explaining.
Be angry at this blog that I read that told me to do that. Don't be mad at me. I mean, be angry at the internet. Don't be mad at me.
Wait. You read a blog that told you to scare your date?
No. It said that initiating physical contact on the first date is a good step.
Oh, my God.
And so
you do that naturally, not by scaring someone. Like, we're not 12.
I know that now, and it's easier said than done, like, to be natural. I mean, I wanted to, like, maybe touch your hands when they were on the table, or, like, maybe, like, just touch feet under the table or something, but like, I was worried that those would be too creepy. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's not easy to be a guy dating nowadays.
Yeah, it's really difficult, you know, when you're using women's restrooms and trying to touch your date in weird ways.
This is way harder for Jenica. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like date two, he's going to be, like, sniffing my hair and collecting it and making a hair doll or something.
No.
Yeah.
No, that is so unfair. I would totally not do that. I mean, unless a blog told me that, and then I would probably try it.
But,
I mean,
oh, my God.
That was a joke.
Okay, well, I was just trying to joke about the situation,
bad
Jenica.
Timing.
Jenica, would you like to go out with Brett on a second date? We will pay for it.
Listen, I don't want to leave the second date in a body bag. Like, I don't think this is a good idea.
Oh.
My girl Dar is saying no, unsafe situation. I'm all set.
Yeah, good job, Jenica.
Brett, I'm sorry that you didn't get a second date. Did you at least learn anything from this?
Yeah, I did learn something. Next time when I go on a date, I'm going to have to use the women's restroom at the restaurant next door.
No! Yeah. Stay out of our bathroom, Brett!
Lesson learned.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Yo, yo.